Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that God will enlighten the eyes of your understanding as we look at His Word today. Faith is a spiritual force and the currency to acquire what is not in existence. God wants us to have faith in Him, and our faith must be grounded in His Word. Many Bible heroes have demonstrated faith through the scriptures that we can learn from. Today, as we study the Word of God, we are looking at the topic, perseverance through faith. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Faith is a spiritual force that brings into being what is not in existence. It's seeing the fulfillment of God's word and promises even when every circumstance makes it look impossible. Faith is all about seeing the mind of God about any situation and not the physical reality. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, the Bible tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's not enough to have faith. What is more important is passing the test of faith. When our faith is tested, it helps us to see what we truly believe and to grow in our confidence in God's love and faithfulness. One thing to note is that the testing of our faith demands perseverance. That's why you must be able to persevere through faith to obtain some promises as a believer. Persevering through faith is not just seeing God's mind about our circumstances. It's staying strong in faith and weathering the storms against its fulfillment. This can be challenging, but it's rewarding. It involves trusting in God's love, plans, and promises, even when things are difficult or don't make sense to us. It means holding onto our faith and not giving up, even when we face setbacks or challenges. Whenever our faith is tested, we require perseverance to stay on the line until we receive the object of our faith and not get knocked off by setback, opposition, and delays. There are many ways that our faith can be tested. We may face difficult circumstances or challenges that test our trust in God's plans. We may also be faced with doubts or questions about our faith that we need to work through. Whatever the form of the test, the key is to persevere and to keep trusting in God, even when things are tough. Has God promised you something and you are still waiting for the manifestation? You must exercise faith and stay on the line to receive it. Noah is a biblical example of people that persevered through faith in the Bible. He is best known for his role in the story of the Great Flood. According to the book of Genesis, God saw the wickedness of man and decided to cleanse the earth with a great flood. He chose Noah, a righteous man, to build an ark and gather two of every kind of animal in preparation for the coming disaster. Noah's faith in God's instructions was tested when he had to spend many years building the ark and caring for the animals, all without knowing when the rains would come. However, Noah persevered and trusted in God's promise that he would spare him and his family from the flood. Genesis chapter 6 verses 8 to 9. His faith was ultimately rewarded when the rains came and he and his family were saved, along with the animals on the ark. Today, do you still trust God to bring to pass His promises for your life despite delays? God's promises are yes and amen. Stay on the line for it. Abraham is another biblical figure who persevered through faith in God's promise. God promised Abraham that He would make him the father of a great nation. But Abraham and his wife Sarah had been unable to have children. Despite this, Abraham trusted in God's promise and waited patiently for it to be fulfilled. In time, God did bless Abraham and Sarah with a son, Isaac, who would become the father of many nations. Abraham's faith in God's promise was tested again when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac as an offering. Abraham's faith in God's goodness and faithfulness led him to obey this difficult command, even though it went against his own desires. However, God ultimately provided a substitute for Isaac, and Abraham's faith was rewarded with the continued fulfillment of God's promise. Genesis chapter 22 verses 1-18. In both of these stories, Noah and Abraham's faith in God's promises and instructions helped them to persevere through difficult and seemingly impossible circumstances. They were able to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, and as a result, they were ultimately rewarded with the fulfillment of His promises. As a believer, you must learn to persevere through faith to obtain God's promises for your life. One day, your faith will be tested, and you must not fail the test. Ask yourself today, can I persevere in faith when I'm tested by circumstances that try to make God's word of no value in my life? As believers, you must build up your faith to the level of perseverance. And one practical step we can take to persevere through faith in God is to focus on His goodness and faithfulness. The Bible tells us that God is good and loving, and that He is faithful to keep His promises, Psalm chapter 136 verse 1. When we keep our eyes on God's ability and His track record of faithfulness, it can help us to hold on in hope and to keep going, even when things are tough. Another practical step is to draw strength and encouragement from other believers. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." We are not meant to go through life's struggles alone, but rather to support and encourage one another as we persevere through faith in God. Building confidence and strength from encouragement and experience of others can help you to persevere through similar circumstances. Perseverance through faith in God is a journey that involves trusting in His goodness, seeking support and encouragement from other believers, and focusing on His faithfulness. As we persevere, we can find hope and strength in the words of Romans chapter 5 verses 3-5, which says, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, and that because we know that suffering produces perseverance." Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Will you trust God today? Faith is about trusting in God and His plans, even when we don't fully understand them. It's about being obedient to His commands and waiting patiently for His timing. Through these examples from the Bible and real-life stories of people like Noah and Abraham, we can see the power of faith and how it can help us to persevere through even the most difficult of circumstances. I pray for you today that as you persevere in faith, God shall deliver unto you the object of your faith. I declare that in life you shall not be stranded. Every word of God concerning your life shall be fulfilled. Today I speak peace, divine breakthrough and the favor of God into your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7 and chapter 8. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 3. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.